For every dollar Visit Florida spends, the state receives $3.20 in return, according to the Florida Office of Economic and Demographic Research. In 2015, the latest available year, that translated to $109 billion in tourist spending, $11.3 billion in tax revenue, and 1.4 million tourism-related jobs.
The way the legislature did it, and a lot of this, again, was done in the secret, was they cut it by 67%, back to $25 million, and even with that, with the way the bills came through, it's very difficult to even spend that money.
Governor Scott speaking in Jacksonville this week. He had asked for $100 million for the state's tourism arm. Earlier in the month, he made his case for Visit Florida in Pensacola.
Got to make sure our legislature puts the money in so we get more tourists. I've asked for $100 million this year so we get more tourists in our state. I want $120 million, $125 million. Every 67 tourists is another job. I want jobs here.
House Speaker Richard Corcoran led the charge against funding Visit Florida after the agency entered into a secret $1 million contract with Miami rapper Pitbull, using taxpayer funds to produce a new video for his song Sexy Beaches, touting the state's beaches and lodging.
Sexy beaches, hotels. Little mama wanna turn it up. Little mama wanna burn it up. Little mama wanna live it up.
Before the just-completed legislative session, Corcoran said funding Visit Florida did not go hand in glove with increased tourism numbers.
Let's look at when we increased money for a Visit Florida and tourism went down. Let's look at years where we decreased money for Visit Florida and tourism went up. There's no correlation between what we're spending and what we're getting in return.
I would definitely disagree with that. They're setting the table. They're also selling the state.
Among those watching and waiting final action on the budget is Visit Pensacola and its president, Steve Hayes.
Contrary to what people may believe, it doesn't sell itself. You need to go through and show what's unique in different parts of the state, because what is sellable downstate is different than what you're going to find here in Northwest Florida.
Hayes adds that moving forward, either with a reduced Visit Florida footprint or no state funding at all, will have real lasting impact on local work to bring in as many visitors as possible.
At the local level, we look at it and say, we still need that presence, and we're going to try to do what we can do, but it's going to be hard to make up that dollar amount and that visibility. When Visit Florida leaves, that vacuum is going to be filled by other states.
Such as Texas and California, along with destinations in the Caribbean and Mexico. Without Visit Florida, contends Hayes, Northwest Florida and other areas downstate become less prominent.
The Orlandos of the world or your Miamis of the world very well might be able to carry themselves. But you know what? If you're going to continue to grow in this state, you're going to need places like Northwest Florida. You have to look at it in two ways. One is, how would you be able to work with Visit Florida using your existing resources? Two, do you reallocate resources?
In voicing his opposition to funding Visit Florida, House Speaker Richard Corcoran also points to the agency's budget increases over the past 5 to 6 years, peaking at $80 million. He seeks to tie that in with tax reform.
That's an increase of 200-some% of money that could go to classrooms, could go to helping seniors, could go to tax cuts, all the things that we know work. What we need in our tax system is fairness. And when you do a cross-the-board tax cut, whether it's a sales tax reduction, a property tax reduction, everyone has the opportunity to benefit from that.
Governor Scott has yet to take action on the fiscal year 2018 budget, but Visit Pensacola's Steve Hayes believes the state agency's numbers won't be affected. But as Brooklyn Dodger fans used to say, wait till next year.
I would hope that if everything stays as it is, that there is a way to go back to the legislature and say, this is what this has done. And hopefully use that time to also educate local legislators on the effect. Visit Florida is going to go where they can get the biggest bang for the dollar.
Meanwhile, a new arrow in the governor's quiver to defend Visit Florida comes from Visit Florida. Their figures show the state drawing just over 31 million visitors during the first 3 months of this year. According to the governor's office, that's the highest number during any quarter in state history. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.